Let's Face the Issues is a daily broadcast ministry of First Conservative Baptist Church with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Dr. Youngblood is also the founder, president of Conservative Theological University. Let's Face the Issues broadcast deals with real issues facing our culture today from a biblical perspective. God created three institutions, the home, government, and the church. Therefore, any issue that is harmful or has a negative impact on either of these institutions will be carefully dealt with and confronted from a biblical worldview. Too often, good people are afraid to confront serious issues that are attacking the church, the home, and Christians. We must stand against the enemies of the family and the church. Tune in each day for another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Here is Dr. Youngblood with Let's Face the Issues.
Thank you so much, ladies and gentlemen, for joining us today. This is Dr. Youngblood. We're looking forward to you joining with us in this dialogue and discussion today. You can dial 401-1413, 904-401-1413, and get right through to the studios and to our microphones. We can have discussion on the issues that we're discussing today. May I remind us, ladies and gentlemen, as we face the issues, we do so based on the authority of Scripture. The Scripture says with Jesus speaking, "Thy word is truth." So it's not a matter of trying to seek a partial truth, but it's seeking the total truth. And the word of God is truth. Jesus Christ is truth. He had already told his disciples in John 8, 31 and 32, "If you continue in my word, then you're my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." So, ladies and gentlemen, we're facing truth based on the authority of Scripture, and not based on ideological, philosophical rhetoric from some that you're finding in society today. We invite you to join with us in this Facing the Issues broadcast today by dialing 401-1413. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to be talking about, does God predestine anyone to hell? Does God predestine anyone to hell? Now, perhaps you're listening and you wonder how you get saved. You wonder how you make the journey to heaven and not to hell. Ladies and gentlemen, we live in a society today where once cardinal doctrines of the Bible were absolute and solidified. But we are living in society today where those once cardinal doctrines are being challenged and some outright discarding some of the cardinal doctrines of the Scripture. Many Christian leaders today and pastors and missionaries and others, even so-called Christians, are teaching and believing that God predestined some to heaven and others to that place called hell. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the reason. Just as a little footnote, a little side note, my book that is to come out in either August or September, title of the book is Please Don't Go to Hell. It is a total collection of biblical text in relationship to the doctrine of hell as found in the Scripture. Many today are not even preaching or teaching about that place called hell. In fact, Dr. Paige Patterson says, you can traverse the entire United States on any given Sunday morning, and you will most likely not hear a message on hell. He said evangelicals have, by their silence, said that they either do not believe in hell or else they no longer have a courage or conviction to stand and to preach about hell, end quote. And I believe that is exactly correct. Ladies and gentlemen, there are some today that are saying that some theological doctrinal beliefs lead to the understanding that God's going to send some to heaven and some to hell. Now, I'm not going to try to get into the great dialogue and discussion on that. It's called Calvinism. It is, in some quarters, it is called covenant theology. But Calvinism and covenant theology is absolutely antithetical to what the Scripture says. We're talking about the subject, does God predestine anyone to hell? Dr. Robert Jeffers, in a recent article, says for God to predestine someone to go to hell and tell them to accept Christ as Savior, that is like cutting off a man's arms and then telling him to pass the ketchup. You're asking him to do something that is impossible. And may I remind us also, some argue that God can do whatever he wants to do, and he can. God is God. God is sovereign. God can do whatever he so pleases. But the question is not, can God predestine people to hell? Sure, he can if he wants to. But the real question is, does God predestine people to hell? This is where some ought to recognize what the Scripture says and depart from the extremes of Calvinism. Dr. Robert Jeffers says, I do not believe God predestines certain people to heaven and others to hell. And that's an absolute true biblical statement. It's an impossibility. God does not operate on that premise or on that basis at all. The emergent church, by the way, ladies and gentlemen, I don't know if you've heard anything about the emergent church. Rob Bell, is one of the movers and shakers in the emergent church fiasco. It's not theologically and doctrinally sound at all, but he's one of the movers and shakers in that movement. And Rob Bell describes hell as just one stop pit a person makes before heaven. For Rob Bell, heaven is merely an emergent purgatory where men like Adolf Hitler and Joseph Stalin are being held for pruning and correction. It has nothing to do with God's wrath, he says. Hell is simply what you make it, he says. Rob Bell, I'm speaking of. If you change your mind and want to go to heaven, all you must do is find the exit door and leave. Rob Bell is a universalist. Eventually, he says, all people will go to heaven, end quote. May I remind us, ladies and gentlemen, we're asking the question, does God predestine anyone to hell? And the answer to that is absolutely unequivocally no. In fact, I find it sad to find that in some of the greatest research, Barna Research Group says 72% of Americans say they believe in heaven, but only 58% believe in a place called hell. May I remind us, ladies and gentlemen, it is sad but true. We have those that are saying that hell is a place that only a few will go, and others are saying it doesn't really exist. And Rob Bell, in his book, and published and released in 2011, his book was entitled Love Wins, questions the very existence of hell and the very reality, any reality, of eternal damnation. In fact, New York Times reported, quote, a new book by one of the country's most influential evangelical pastors challenging traditional Christian views of heaven and hell and eternal damnation has created an uproar among evangelical leaders, with the most ancient of questions being argued in a biblical hailstorm on Twitter and other blog posts. In fact, Bell told the Huffington Post, in a moment of horrific hell on earth suffering, to throw around grand judgments about people burning forever in hell is offensive to me. He says this is why a lot of people in our culture want nothing to do with Christian faith or have nothing to do with the church, end quote. Rob Bell's position is if you preach hell as a reality, then that's going to cause people to be run off and they're not interested in coming to your church. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we need to recognize that hell is a very real place. In fact, according to Dr. R.C. Sproul, he says, preaching on the wrath of God and the justice of God or the doctrines of hell has just become politically incorrect for most preachers. Dr. Sproul says, and I quote, no one needs a gospel if there's no judgment, no law, and no hell, end quote. The gospel tells us that we're saved from the wrath to come. But ladies and gentlemen, we're living in an era today where there's the cotton candy theology, it tastes good, but it's not filling. There's the goosebump theology, it feels good, but it's not theologically sound. We live in a society today where people are simply making their own theological rules and regulations. Of course, the Bible is filled with proof text that hell is a real place. Every human being must make a choice, a decision, as to whether or not you're going to heaven or you're going to hell. In fact, in the Scripture, in 2 Peter chapter 3 and verse 9, the Scripture says, the Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some men count slackness, but is longsuffering to usward, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. Throughout the Scripture, you find, whosoever will may come. It's a volitional choice. You make a decision, ladies and gentlemen. God's not going to decide that you're going to hell and just condemn you to hell. You have a choice, a volitional choice. We're created as a trichotomous being, mind, will, and body. As a result of that, we are created in the image of God. God is a trichotomous being. He's mind, will, and emotion. He makes the decision, and the decision is that he's not willing that any should perish, but that all would come to repentance. You see, theological doctrinal delusion today is filling our pulpits, our churches, and all of Christianity. Should this be alarming to you? Yes. Should you be alarmed as a Christian that many churches across denominational lines today are teaching the fallacy, the false theology of Calvinism, of John Calvin? His teaching was that man is so totally depraved that man cannot make a decision, God has to make it for you. That man cannot choose, so God chooses for you. In essence, God's going to make a decision. You're going to heaven, you're going to hell, you're going to heaven, and you're going to hell. And some will be there, not because they chose to be, but because God chose to place them there. This is the reason, ladies and gentlemen, it is so urgently important that Christians recognize the need for solid conservative theological education. Conservative Theological University, located right here in Jacksonville, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, 1 mile south of 295, been here since 1982 when the university started. Conservative Theological University offers programs of study, leadership training in Christian theology, doctrine, biblical truth, offering and providing those studies to a certified degree in biblical studies, a theological training. We provide training for pastors and Christian educators and evangelists and missionaries and Sunday school teachers and deacons. In fact, for any believer wanting to know the Word of God. Now, I'm a staunch believer in the fact that just cotton candy theology won't work. I'm a staunch believer in the fact that a person can't say, well, God called me to preach, and I'm going to stand up and I'm going to open the sacred book called the Bible and simply scattergun and philosophize and have some ideological philosophies and not truly know the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant Word. Now, there's nothing wrong with a man sensing the call of God in his life. There's nothing wrong with an individual feeling that God's calling him to reach people with the gospel of Jesus Christ. There's a whole lot wrong, ladies and gentlemen, if that individual thinks that he doesn't need training in the Word of God. You would not go to a brain surgeon that simply felt God calling him to do surgical procedures on your head if he's not been trained to do so. You would not want to go to an ophthalmologist to check on the potentiality of your eyesight if he has not been trained in ophthalmological training and medical background. You would not want to get on a jumbo 777 jet airplane and fly to California with a person that just felt God's called in to be a pilot. It makes just about as much sense for a person to sit and listen if that person has said, God's called me to preach. And just on the other side of that coin, ladies and gentlemen, there's a vast difference in theological education and degree mills. There are a lot of folks today, a lot of companies, organizations, so-called ministries today, that for $1,500, $2,500, you can write a five-page paper on how much I love Jesus, and all of a sudden you've got a Ph.D. in Bible, and you wouldn't know how to preach your way out of a wet paper bag, theologically, doctrinally speaking. I'm concerned about that in our society today. We have some of these degree mills right here in our city that's sowing degrees like cottonseed. We need to be offended and angered by that. But our university, Conservative Theological University, is delighted to have individuals in the classroom that's anxious to know the Word of God, sincerely concerned about knowing the Word of God, interested in seeing what God's Word says from cover to cover. This is the reason in our summer series of seminars, we have June, July, and August. We've already done the June seminar, Panorama of Prophecy. One coming up on the 20th and 21st of July is Journey Through the Ages, The Kingdom of God, a 7,000-year Bible timeline. Ladies and gentlemen, I don't know of any study that's any more important than this 7,000-year timeline that I believe that every Christian needs to participate in and needs to have a good, clear understanding of what the Bible is saying in relationship to the timeline 7,000 years walking through the Word of God. And you perhaps will say, well, where did you come up with the 7,000 years? Why is it 7,000 years? What makes it true to be 7,000 years? Well, it's simply because if you look at Scripture, and there's the word day and night and time that is outlined there over and over and over in the Scripture, and it's because God is concerned about time. God is concerned about time. He's concerned about the day and the night and what makes up the day and night. There's some theologians today, some preachers, some pastors that have gotten so carried away with appeasing the lost world and the evolutionary thought that they've simply tried to juxtapose evolution, or as I call it, devolution, evolution with the Word of God. Evolution is not, God did not create the world and allow it to evolve into the position it's in today. But this 7,000-year timeline, I'm going to urge you to participate in. You may be a pastor, preacher, teacher, Sunday school teacher, deacon, or simply want to know the Word of God better. It's on July the 20th and 21st. It's a Friday night, 6:30 to 9:30. Saturday morning, the 21st of July, starting at 9 o'clock sharp, 1 o'clock, 12 o'clock to 1 o'clock, a lunch break. And then from 1 o'clock to approximately 3 or 4 o'clock in the afternoon, depending on the lecturer, we have allocated up to 4 o'clock for it to be done. Let me just read you a little blurb in relationship to that. This blurb says, scholars over two centuries have studied and searched and surmised just how long this world would stand. Some conclude that the world is millions of years old. Others are simply confused or try to appease the evolutionist. But what does the Bible say? Ladies and gentlemen, Conservative Theological University will present what we're calling a hard-hitting, truth-finding, biblically-derived 7,000-year timeline for every Christian or skeptic to understand the Word of God. You see, if God's Word is true, and I believe it is, we are approaching a 6,000-year period of time, not 6 million years or 6 billion years or 600 million. If the rapture of the church takes place tomorrow, and if the tribulation is 7 years, and it is, end of 7 years tribulation, Jesus Christ will return. There'll be a 1,000-year millennial reign. At the conclusion of the 1,000-year reign, all of those in the millennial reign will be ushered into eternity in that place called heaven. And at the conclusion of the 1,000-year reign, ladies and gentlemen, I believe, based on the authority of Scripture, that we would be looking at a 7,000-year universe. So therefore, ladies and gentlemen, this Bible study is July the 20th and 21st, a Friday night and a Saturday, and it's one that I believe you need to take. You can call 1-800-GO-BIBLE, 1-800-GO-BIBLE. You can leave your contact information for someone to get back with you and get you registered by telephone, or they can call you back and or email you back. You could email it info@conservative.edu, info@conservative.edu. Leave all of your contact information for someone here in the office on campus to call you and get you registered for this vital study. It is God's 7,000-year biblical timeline. Going from Genesis to Revelation, it is looking at the time slots broken out in 1,000 years, broken out in 100 years, and looking at those, if you will, characters that were dominant and predominant in that time frame and why it is so important. You don't want to miss it. The kingdom of God, God's 7,000-year timeline, it will give you, as a participant, a journey through the ages, a look at the big picture, as it is called. Most Bible students and pastors and Bible scholars have never really gotten a full grasp on the history of the Bible. The seminar allows you to travel through over a 7,000-year biblical timeline. Bible students talk about the kingdom of God. Many Bible scholars, as they're called, or pastors, or preachers, talk about the kingdom of God. And yet, most rarely ever study or fully understand the details and the dates and the months and the time and the years as recorded in God's Word. Have you ever wondered why God gives us dates and time in His Word? Why he talks about the day and evening and the morning, where one day, that's not talking about epochs of time, it's talking about 24-hour cycles of time. And may I remind us, it's because time is meaningful to God, and it should be meaningful to us. So if you're a student of the Bible, or just a casual reader of the Word of God, you need to be in this seminar. You need to be involved in this seminar, God's Timeline, 7,000 years. It'll change you biblically, theologically, and doctrinally. You'll have a changed view on what the Word of God is and what it's saying and why it's so important. It so happens that my bride, Dr. Dorothy Youngblood, or Dot as we know her, Dr. Dot, she's the founder and executive president of vice president of Conservative Theological University. She received her PhD in Christian education with a focus in her dissertation on Christian biblical world history. And I think she's highly qualified to teach this seminar. And I'm looking forward to you as a participant being with us. Journey Through the Ages, the Kingdom of God, 7,000 year timeline of looking at God's Word from the big picture. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the reason in the outset of this broadcast we talked about the question of hell and whether or not some are predestined to go there. That's just one little example of why it is important to have a good, solid theological understanding of the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant Word of God. In a conservative theological seminary, the university program with the seminary and the Bible college degree divisions, July the 20th and the 21st, Journey Through the Ages, the Kingdom of God, a 7,000-year Bible timeline. You can call us at 1-800-GO-BIBLE. You can call the local number, 262-8275, 262-8275, leave your information, talk with someone about scheduling an interview time, or just simply register for the seminar by telephone. You will be excited about what you will learn. It is located, will be located at 12021 Old St. Augustine Road. That's on Friday the 20th at 6:30 p.m. You need to be here a little early to get started. The lecture starts at 6:30. There'll be some light refreshments. Then on Saturday for the break for lunch, we'll have a light luncheon prepared for you so that you do not need to leave the campus, but you can if you desire to. But I'm looking forward to meeting you in that seminar. But ladies and gentlemen, there are two or three other very important things that I want to tell you about Conservative Theological University. And may I remind us, the need to understand the Word of God is more relevant, more vital in society today than I have seen in my entire lifetime. We have the great apostasy, the falling away. Those that are say they're saved, but rarely if ever go to church. There's a major need today to recognize that the quality of what's preached and proclaimed in the pulpits will make the determination on those in the pew and what they say in relationship to yes or no to Jesus Christ as Savior and as Lord. Ladies and gentlemen, there are two brand new theological degree programs that's just been introduced for the fall semester with Conservative Theological University. One is a professional master's degree, And ladies and gentlemen, typically a master's degree is a minimum of 48 credit hours for the Master's of Arts, or a minimum of 96 credit hours for the Master of Divinity. This is a brand new program set up with 36 credit hour requirement. That's 36 credit hours. Each course is 3 credit hours, so you've got 12 courses for 36 credits. You can do this professional master's degree. You can do it online. You can take the course online in classroom or in a personally guided, directed study in your home as you have time to do so. It includes several courses. I'll just name a few. Bible Doctrines 1, Bible Doctrines 2, New Testament Survey, Old Testament Survey, Introduction to Christian Counseling, Church History, Cults and World Religions, How We Know the Bible is True, Comparative Theologies, etc. But here are the qualifications, ladies and gentlemen, for the master's degree, professional master's degree. It's a Master of Ministry program. Having a high school diploma or its equivalent, minimum of 5 years in active ministry, pass a minimum standard Bible content test, letter of recommendation from your church or your pastor. You may be a Sunday school teacher, you may be a deacon, you may be aspiring to future ministry of some type full time. You need to understand, you need to know the Word of God. But ladies and gentlemen, it's important for you to know it from a conservative theological position. not just where you're buying a degree or paying for a piece of paper to hang on the wall, but something that you can be thankful for, proud of, and that you know what the Word of God is saying. The second new credential that's being offered starting this fall is a Bachelor's of Ministry. It's a Bachelor's in Leadership degree program. And normally a bachelor's program is 124 credits. But for that person that has the high school diploma or its equivalent, 5 years in active ministry and 50 years old or older, that's one of the key threshold requirements, 50 years or older, you can do a 48-credit hour bachelor's degree. CTU will accept transfer of credits from any other qualified university or college. CTU will accept your life experience credits. That's a major, major thing in 21st century academics today, is taking that plethora of things that you've learned, quantifying and qualifying them in credit hours to apply them as a transcripted credit hour on your transcript for graduation. That can be done. I don't know what your background's been. Maybe you've had 20 years of pastoring. Maybe you've had 10 years here, 5 years, 2 years there, and some capacity of work that we can quantify it and qualify. The prior learning portfolio that will be done will qualify you for that. But 48 credit hours for what is normally 124-credit bachelor's degree program is astronomically important in society today. We'd love to have you call 1-800-GO-BIBLE. 1-800-GO-BIBLE or 262-8275. Allow someone to discuss this with you, schedule an interview appointment, and allow you to be prepared to start in the classroom this fall. This fall, as we have our semester starting in September, we'd love to have you on board with us. But ladies and gentlemen, we're offering one other thing that I want to tell you about that's brand new. You can get a 62-credit hour Associates of Arts degree. The cost is $9,300 for the normal tuition. For a limited number of students, starting in fall 2018, that's in September, we're going to provide a 100% tuition scholarship. 100% tuition scholarship. Now, the university is not large enough and does not have the funding to provide an unlimited number on that program, but we can provide a limited number of students a 100% scholarship, 62 credit hours, the equivalent value of $9,300. You will simply pay your $105 registration application fees. You will have your administration fees, textbook fees, graduation fees, diploma fees, etc. But those fees can be combined, and you can even pay those on a monthly basis. We do not want this to prevent you from getting your theological training. As we started the broadcast with the question of, does God predestine anyone to hell? The answer to that is unequivocally no. How do you know that? How can you know this and other very pertinent, important theological doctrinal truths lest you study the Word of God? Study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth, is the requirements based on the scripture that we ought to understand what the Word of God says, applying it in our hearts. And especially, ladies and gentlemen, if you're listening today and you have a pastor friend, or you're a pastor, you're bivocational, part-time, you're wanting to go into the pastoral ministry, there's no better time than right now, no better place than right here at Conservative Theological University, for you to become enrolled and start your journey to getting a certified earned credential in theology, in pastoral ministries, in Bible study, in missions, in Christian education. There are five or six different nomenclatures and disciplines that you can get your training. We're looking forward to having you on board with us. So write this number down, jot it down, remember it if you're driving. Don't try to write it if you're driving. 1-800-GO-BIBLE. 1-800-GO-BIBLE, or info@conservative.edu, info@conservative.edu, or simply call 262-8275. We'd love to have you become enrolled as a student, Conservative Theological University, or simply come and see what we're about by taking the Journey Through the Ages, the Kingdom of God, the 7,000-year Bible timeline, July the 20th and the 21st. Looking forward to having you join with us and looking forward to meeting you on the air again as once again we face the issues
You have been listening to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood, pastor of First Conservative Baptist Church and president of Conservative Theological University, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, located just 1 mile south of I-295. You are invited to worship with them 9:30 a.m. Sunday for Bible study, 10:45 a.m. Sunday morning worship service, 7 p.m. Sunday evening worship service, or 7 p.m. Wednesday fellowship meal Bible study, prayer, Bible Q&A, and updates on issues facing our city, state, and country. Tune in again for another Let's Face the Issues broadcast. Also tune in this same station Saturday mornings at 9 for expository Bible preaching by Dr. Youngblood. Remember, a rebroadcast of this program can be heard every evening, 9 p.m. on AM 1600 and 100.3 FM. Tune in and invite others to listen.